Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got a special guest with us in the building this morning.
These are legends, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
What's up?
Show some respect.
This is very exciting that Jodeci's here. We've been getting a lot of requests. People are like, when are y'all going to have Jodeci on? They got a new album. So thank y'all for coming.
Tell you something. As an 80s baby, man, I grew up off y'all music, and I'm still having sex to y'all music to this day.
Nice.
Straight up.
Yeah, we are, too.
Keep it real.
Now, we was just debating something here. Are all of y'all from Charlotte? I know KC and Georgia from Charlotte, but
all of us. I wasn't born in Charlotte, but we from Charlotte. Me and Devontae's born.
Yeah, talking to my guys.
Man, Devontae was born in Hampton, Virginia. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but we all raised in Charlotte, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So it's Charlotte and Virginia, and then New York. Basically, you guys are relocated.
A mix of everything, man. Mm-hmm. Monroe, North Carolina, Hampton, Virginia. Joseph started in Charlotte, and one of our homeboys right here in Charlotte, man.
South Carolina
in the house.
Absolutely.
How'd y'all get back together as a group? What made y'all get back together?
We never broke up. I mean, that's just been like the thing. We never broke up. You know, mm-hmm. Case and Jodeci went off to do the Case and Jodeci thing, but we constantly stayed in touch. We kept recording over the years, but, you know, people just didn't see us together in public like that and, you know, recording together, so, you know, that they knew about, so they just figured that, you know, Jodeci broke up.
Right.
They broke up.
Let's get a young in some history. Now, KC and JoJo are brothers. Davin and Devontae, y'all blood brothers too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And is it true that Devontae went to audition for Prince when he was young?
He actually did. He ran away from home and drove to Paisley Park.
Slept on the porch, didn't he?
Yeah, well, they let him in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And he stayed there, you know, he met some of the band members from the Revolution, and he just couldn't. He didn't get the chance to meet Prince at the time, so
they turned him down.
Kind of turned him down.
Turned him down.
Damn it, man.
Where is Devontae now? Where is he?
Well, I'm in L.A., man.
He in L.A. He, you know, after everything, he just went crazy. He just developed his high anxiety from like just flying. So we went to Aspen. He had to take a tour bus all the way to Aspen.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he doesn't fly. You know, he wanted to, you know, be down, but he couldn't ride him in, you know, the bus at the time. So
how do y'all get him around when y'all touring? He just got to meet y'all there?
Bus. Well, I mean,
tour bus, man.
Tour bus.
It's Prince.
And it's crazy, like, early in our career, we used to fly like twice, three times a week.
Right.
Well, Jodeci, you guys have always been known as the bad boys of R&B.
Now, you never understood that.
You said you never understood that. Are you really?
Never understood. I
think that came because, you know, we just went against the grain of what R&B music was looked at and heard, how it was heard.
At that time, we had the
Scullies on and, you know, the black boots and the jeans, sagging jeans. So I think that's, well, they just not the typical R&B, so they got to be, you know, bad boys.
And then you guys had like a Death Row affiliation and all of that.
Oh, we going to get to the Death Row affiliation. But with the Scullies and the Timbs and stuff, was that really y'all? Because everybody was saying that was an image that Uptown created.
Yeah, Puff created.
No, it really wasn't. It was just that, you know, they came to the idea, they wanted to wear like sequined suits and everything. We was like, well, that's not really us. And, you know, we just want to be like just some niggas that on the street could just relate to.
Yeah.
You know, not all shiny and glittered
plus
up.
Plus, we ain't have a big budget, you know.
We had to go to the gap. We work with what we have. But it was just like a thing that we, you know, when Puff came around, it was like, we just want to be like, just niggas that everybody could just.
Like four regular dudes on the street corner singing to his homeboys.
Right.
You know, singing to their homeboys, you know, not the suit thing. And Boys and Men was coming out at that time, and that Puff did say, that he told Dre, he said, look, Dre, it's a new group coming out too at the same time called Boys to Men, and they wearing suits. Let's not let them wear suits. Let them be them, man.
Yeah, Puff was like that from Harlem, because you could see it with you. Yeah. You could also see it with Mary. Oh, and how was your relationship?
So why
with
he put
Puff?
The locks in shiny suits then?
That was later, though.
Jesus Christ.
Shiny
the rappers
suit, man.
In the shiny suits?
So how was your relationship with Puff?
It was always good.
Yeah. You guys are kind of the reason he got his whole label situation, right?
Yeah, Puff, you know, Puff, the good thing about him, he always saw the vision that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. It was easy for him to go to Andre, like, man, no, and he fought for us all the time.
Yeah,
and Jay's
I'm telling you,
if this don't work, you're getting fired. And Puff believed everything we try to do, and he just, you know,
he
related to Andre in Uptown, and he stuck with it.
You know? Now, when y'all first got with Puffy, he was an intern. Did you ever think Uptown wasn't taking y'all serious because they put you with an intern at first?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that. He was just like, we was from the South, and they looked at us being like four country boys. We ain't known about the city, and they wanted us to give us that kind of vibe, the city. And Puff just took us out, you know, and showed us, like, you know, this how they dress out here. You know, what up, huh? You know, all that, you know, just got that swagger.
What up, done, so, done, and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, he just kind of stuck with us, kind of like mentors of the, you know, what the street life was. We all out of church.
But then, you know what, though, Diamond, though, the funny thing is, the Uptown period, man, Man, they had us riding the trains up here, man. Yeah. You know, we and then, you know.
Where the hell y'all staying at, though? Like, what kind of?
Man, you know what?
The Bronx.
The Bronx. Rosedale Avenue. With roaches and everything. So that's kind of like a culture shock.
They broke y'all in.
Oh, yeah, they broke us in.
So you said you came from the church. Wasn't your music very secular to come from the church? Because the church, you're singing about God, it's gospel. And then you come in and it's come and talk to me and y'all knocking off.
Freaking you. Fiending.
See, but you know, the thing is, though, the thing is, like, in Charlotte, these are songs we used to write for our little girlfriends in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had
y'all used to get all the
Well, I mean, you know, we got our fair share of what we did, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but these are songs that we used to, you know, and we just took that to the studio. Right. You know, we got, you know, same songs.
Yeah, we used to be like this, man. And our mom used to be rehearsing in our basement, my mother's basement, man. We used to Dalvin, go get all the girls, man. He'd get about like 10 girls. And we opened the door up and Devontae in there playing, me and Jodo singing, or down on the drums or whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, we have an audience, man. But he had to be out by 5 o'clock. This is the time mama get off work. Right. But that we were just preparing ourselves to do what we doing now, man.
But like you said, you guys were the Bad Boys, because the first joint was, "So You're Having My Baby." I'm not a singer.
Yeah. That's actually a love song, though.
But you guys are
Having My Lady.
You were having a baby at what, 16 at the time?
Well, I mean, you know, those songs are written. I mean, that was the thing going on in North Carolina. You know, you have people having babies at 13, 14 years old. Yeah. So that was just a common thing. And it was just, you know, something that people could relate to. Mm-hmm. You know?
Now, were y'all really in the church, or y'all just happened to go on Sundays?
Oh, no, man. We were in 7 days a week.
We are God-fearing brothers.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, my dad and my mother were both the pastors. They have a church down there. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, our grandmother was a minister and grandfather. Yeah. Rest in peace. So, man, church, that was us, man.
And it's still us.
It's still us, man. You know, before I went to New York, like I said, my grandmother was a pastor. Before we went to New York, man, came up here to get our record deal, man. My mother said it was cool, but she didn't like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And daddy was like, "Yo, if you know you gotta go to work tomorrow, you know, KC, so what you gonna do?" I said, "I'm going to New York, daddy. I gotta do this, I gotta do this. But if you do, don't come. If you don't make it, don't come back."
That's a lot of pressure.
But if you make it, you can't come back.
Exactly. So, when we made it, he said, "Can I get that truck now?" But nah, man. But my mother and father, they didn't like it. But I went to my grandmother. Said, "Grandma, I gotta ask you first." I said, "Daddy and mama, you know, I ran it by them." I said, "I don't want you thinking me and JoJo leaving church or anything like that." She said, "Baby, just don't forget where you came from.
There you go.
Go out there and do what you got to do.
There you go.
Just don't forget where you came from."
Now, was there a period of time where you guys didn't get along? I'm sure, because you guys have all very strong personalities.
Oh, man, it's every day.
Every day.
I mean, that's like, bad enough that it was like, okay, this group is over.
That's every day.
That was this morning coming here.
Yeah. Sure was.
Y'all got like the ultimate tag team, though. Do you and Casey ever team up on JoJo, or JoJo and you team up on?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you now, man. This my boy right here. This my brother.
Right.
Him and Devontae, man. Me and Dalvin, they always getting on me and Dalvin. Because me and Dalvin had to beg to be in the group number one.
Come on now.
You had to beg to be in the group.
How did that
happen? Hey, man, the group started with JoJo and Devontae. Yeah. They started JoJo. So I was in Maryland, Baltimore, doing my gospel thing. So JoJo called me on the phone and let me hear something over the phone, man. I was like, what, 16? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, "Yo, man, I want to be in the group." JoJo said, nope.
So, why you wouldn't let him be in the group, JoJo?
Because he had a group, the gospel group, Little Cedric and the Haley Singers. So I was always in the shadow. And when Devontae and I started doing stuff, he was up trying to get his group back together. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I feel good. I'm doing something by myself. I didn't want him. I wanted to step outside the shadow. And Devontae was like, "Well, let's just use him on one or two songs or whatever."
Like, that's crazy. Like,
one or two songs.
And I end up singing all of them.
Yeah, Casey came in there with all that range and them vocals.
See, once again, I'm back in the shadow.
Nah, man, for real though, man. So Joe and Devontae had to come up with a deal. So Devontae didn't want Dalvin in the group.
Because Dalvin was the one with all the females.
Right. Yeah.
And he was a party all the time. He's a Rick James.
But I would think you would want. I would think you would want the guy that gets all the girls in the group.
I did.
Right.
That's I just didn't want his ass.
So they made up agreement. Devontae wanted me, and JoJo wanted Dalvin. So they had agreement.
If Casey's gonna come, then Dalvin got to come too.
Dalvin got to be in the group too.
Wow. And
that's how many Dalvin got. I try to tell Dalvin every meeting, shut up. Well, you hear him, Faith, man.
Now, the name Jodeci, was that a fight too?
Nah, man. We just came up one night, man. We sitting in our mother's yard, and we try to think of some names. Start out with brothers. Nah, that sounded corny.
Right.
The brothers.
That didn't sound right. So we just came up, man, to the J.O. from JoJo, D.E. from Devontae and Dalvin, and C.I.
I don't know. Dalvin's name ain't really in there.
Nah, he ain't in the bus.
Tell you what, though. He got more sense than everybody in the group.
Now, is it true you guys, while y'all were in Charlotte, y'all had the vision that y'all wanted to be on Uptown Records? Like,
yeah,
y'all knew that's where y'all wanted to go?
Yeah, actually, because, you know, it was MCA Uptown at first.
Okay.
You had New Edition, you had
God.
You had all our favorite artists on it, Heavy D and the Boys, you know.
So it was strictly because of a fan thing. You was fans,
was
everybody.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. The fan thing, like all the biggest groups.
And y'all drove to New York and didn't know where it was at and looked in the phone
book? I would tell you, the crazy thing is, we don't know. We had $300, right? Mm. And, we spent half of that coming up here buying shades at truck stops and stuff, trying to look cool when we got
the image.
So we got here, we didn't know where to go. Nobody had never been in New York. So I remember I used to listen to LL Cool J, his first album, and he had a song called Bristol Hotel on there.
Right.
And we went looking for the Bristol Hotel yesterday.
Ain't that funny? We was coming up with an image and ain't had no damn money.
But we found the Bristol Hotel. You remember that song?
Bristol
Hotel. Where that at? Jamaica Queen?
But we found it. It was a prostitute.
Bro, that's all the money we had left.
Oh, y'all did it coming to America. Y'all just spun the map.
We found the Bristol Hotel. So, I mean, to make the long story short, we didn't even have enough money to stay at Bristol. So the next morning, we had to find Uptown Records.
Bad. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they locked all our clothes in the Bristol because we couldn't pay for the room. All our stuff was in the Bristol. So
all them sunglasses and everything.
Everything we had.
Sunglasses.
Only thing we had is the stuff we had on. So we went to Uptown, and you know the story. I don't know if y'all know, but make a long story short, Heavy D went and they heard us sing. Kurt Willie fell asleep on our demo tape, told us we wasn't good enough to go back home.
Yeah.
And on the way out, G Wiz from Heavy and the Boys, like, who was that singing? It was us, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Did any of the songs from that demo make it onto the first album?
Yeah.
All the demo songs.
So I took two songs. And then from there, Dre paid for the Bristol, moved us out to Bristol.
Got you out to Bristol. Yeah.
Got you to the Best Western.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere nice in the city. Kept us for a couple days.
Yeah, it was better.
We
had fun though, man. Ever since then, man, it's like.
Yeah, I had too much fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And the funny thing about it is, man, I don't think people know this. Yeah, we are from North Carolina, but New York is really, the first ones that, knew about Jodeci.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New York adopted us, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody
y'all
did,
man.
York,
we love y'all, man.
Yeah,
we love y'all, man. It's like, this is our home, man.
And the crazy thing is, Charlotte was the last city to embrace us.
Really?
Until this day.
Yeah.
Until this day, they just now embracing Jodeci, the love we're supposed to get from Charlotte.
What about the other male R&B groups at the time? Because you guys kind of set the trend. For a lot of people, did they like y'all? Did they embrace you guys? Did y'all get along, or was it like any type of?
I don't think we really had no beef with them.
No, we had no beef with them.
No, we had no problems.
For the simple reason, to this day, Jodeci is pretty much like to ourselves. We in our own world. We could be sitting here, and we could say something. I could be talking about one of you guys. Mm-hmm. They would know, but y'all wouldn't, and y'all be laughing at us. But we really talking about y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are they saying over there, man? They
about and the cool thing is, like, we tour with Boys to Men.
We love everybody, all these groups.
Drew Hill.
They kind of
fashioned after.
Yeah.
I remember seeing JoJo. JoJo was on a video. He was cursing out some R&B group.
I
forgot who it was. I forgot what group it was, though.
Right with Jodeci.
Now, did Uptown treat y'all fairly money-wise? Because I never heard y'all complain about, like how TLC went through it with their label and stuff like that.
It's a hustle, man.
I think, when we came, it was more like, we looked at it like family, so we wasn't really because we didn't get it for the money. We just thought, we didn't know about the money until like later when we wasn't driving fancy cars and everybody was driving Benzes and we was still catching the train. And, hey, they don't look right. Mm. You know, then questions started coming up. We was young. I was 16 when Joseph came out. Yeah, you know, so we was all kids. We was having fun. You know, it's like, you know, at the time, whatever you want, you know, we on the road. Man. We all start, you know, teaming up in rooms. Why are we sharing rooms? You know what I mean? Then questions start arising when people start planting the seeds in your head. Then,
yeah. Baby, I tell you what, though, we had the life, though, buddy. Yeah. Can you imagine before the age of 21, any girl you want, any car you can drive, you can get, any home you want to live in, before 21 and no kids? Mm. Hey, man, we living the college life.
Well, they say that alcohol played a big part because, like you said, you were under 21.
Oh, yeah, we party.
Party.
Not just alcohol, drugs.
No drugs.
Okay.
No drugs. I mean, weed, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But not no hardcore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, before the age of 21, you got all that in your face. You know what I'm saying? Before you're 21, man, something got to tempt you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But females, alcohol, weed. We did that.
But it was hard trying to be in a relationship knowing that you had so many women coming at you all the time. It was damn near.
Dalvin was knocking down Madonna at one point, didn't he?
Never.
Oh. Y'all had a relationship though, right?
Well, I was signed to her as an artist, but I mean before that, you know, she went out with my brother, hung out with him, whatever they had was going on. That was them.
That was their thing.
Yeah, it was Devontae. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, never me. Yeah. I ain't saying I wouldn't mind, but no.
And then Casey attempted to be in a relationship, but I guess that wasn't going to happen for you.
Attempted my ass. No,
that was the first celebrity couple I can remember. Casey and Mary J.
Right there. That was the real deal right there. That wasn't no attempting, man. That wasn't attempting. That was 10, 12 years of a relationship.
How was that relationship? Because you guys were both stars.
We had fun, but it got to the point that at that time back then, you know, like I said, we was young. And our careers were going like this, and it just exploded. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I did some things that done, you know, far I was in Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? So you know, she couldn't take that heat. Girls grabbing on me while I'm on stage. That one night, she actually, I remember in London, she actually came on stage, man.
She came on stage?
And snatched the mic out of my hand.
What was you singing? What song was you singing?
I don't know, man. I was doing the KC thing, man.
Yeah.
Stank
Ooh, leg. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Ooh, yeah, got me holding out shit, man. So anyway, she grabbed the mic out of my hand and told this girl in the front row, she's a bitch. Don't never trust my man again. I was like,
wow,
that's the New Yorker.
Oh, she knew you. She knew you was a singer. Though it's entertainment. Yeah, it's just entertainment.
Thank you. I couldn't take that no more, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you was doing your thing too, though.
Yeah, I was doing my thing. You're not gonna sit here and let me be like the bad guy now.
No, I'm just saying. But you guys were so young. That's what I'm saying. That's a difficult thing to try to be in a relationship.
We was not early 20s then. Now we're in our 40s. So, right. You know, so.
Imagine if TMZ was around back then.
If they had Instagram back then, y'all would have all been in trouble.
Every day.
Man, do you believe Mary was your soulmate?
You said you kept yours under the
Do you believe Mary was your soulmate?
Man, I was in love with Mary. You know what I'm saying? And Mary never did anything wrong to me. Mm-hmm. She never talked about me. She, you know, she always, you know, gave me my props and everything. Mm-hmm. But
I was just saying. What are you talking about?
You was responsible for about two great albums. Now
I don't see all that. I was like, really?
And yeah, she did used to break up our parties, though. Remember that?
You probably used to love it though.
What you mean, parties at the house?
Oh man, we had fun, man.
That's exciting.
That was the uptown days, man. Uptown days, man.
What parties? Parties at the house? She would break up?
No,
hotels, man.
Oh.
It was Dalvin's party.
You couldn't even have a party without.
Nah.
It was bad news, man. Like, we didn't want this around, man. Come on, man.
Go be wiped up, man. Yeah. Get away from us, single folk.
We was on tour with them. We wanted to stay in different hotels with them and Mary, man. Y'all stay over there, bro.
It's messing up the front.
It is hard to be around people when they fight all the time. Those couples.
It's terrible, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you had your R&B thing, too, though. You had Miss T-Boz. We saw that in the TLC movie.
Man, wasn't that bad?
No, I love that. That movie was good now.
I'm talking about me.
They
didn't get your character right.
He was worse?
No. That was cool. That was a cool relationship, though. It was fun.
Remember that time we used to take T-Bars and marry all
of them? Man, I'm not talking about T-Bars and marriage stories up here.
Reminiscing.
Now you can see who hooked. Somebody.
Are y'all still apologizing for those? Like, you see them and be like, hey, I'm sorry for everything I put you through.
I don't apologize. That's his man.
He's trying
to right his wrong up here. I was wrong about that. I was cool.
Why don't you just go ahead and yeah. Baby, I'm begging. Go ahead and hit that.
Baby, I'm begging. Oh.
Now, how has Jodeci changed in 24 years, man?
Wow.
Well,
I think we got a lot wiser, man. You know, yeah,
very much
a lot wiser, and things are a little more serious now. It's like I was telling the other day. That's like, you know, it's work now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then it was just fun. It's still fun, but it's more work. It's more.
I'm married, grandfather, proud.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather. I love it.
And you always was low, like you said.
Yes, I'm low.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm high and sprung off my love I have for my wife and my grandkids, the life I have now. Now I just look at it as a business, and mm-hmm. I want to spread some of the joy, excuse me, really spread the joy to the fans, people, which we call friends. You know, I know what love is about now.
Right.
Instead of just singing lyrics.
Yeah, and getting out of there, getting cool.
Now for Casey and JoJo, you guys did do like a kind of a documented thing, trying to get off drugs and just documenting that.
You keep using drugs.
Addictions.
Let's clean that up, though, because that's always been the misconception that y'all was on hardcore drugs, like coke, crack.
It was called Come Clean. So what was the real issue that you felt like, just let people know, when things got really bad?
Like, this is the life that we live. We party. You know what I mean? We come and clean, tell them the truth.
We smoke our weed. I really don't even like weed. Honest to God, I really don't. So I don't want Snoop and them coming at me, but I'm just saying.
I mean, but you look at it like this, though. Like, it's like, I mean, same thing as the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody in this thing,
89 years old, they still make $200 million a year, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we all know that stuff.
And what's that little dude's name? Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they coming hard on that little kid. He's a kid and he got all this money.
He's going to get bucked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Was there anybody that ever told you guys, okay, y'all got to, you know, chill out. It's affecting
course,
your career, your business.
Course.
Oh, yeah. Our parents.
Mm-hmm. Our parents, our management, and the whole It's like they...
Lawyers.
But you can't... At this point, I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is my house. Don't come to my house and tell me what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. If I throw a barbecue and I'm going to have me some Hennessy and some beer over here and my crew smoking their weed, don't come to my house, Ma, and tell me that ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's my house. I'm grown. People live. Ain't nobody in this room.
Right.
Nobody can say they have never tried something.
I try it right now. I had some over the weekend.
Now, watching some of your performances, you know, there was one performance where you guys were performing, Casey and JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo passes out, and you keep singing.
Mm-hmm.
You won't help your brother up. That security walks over, takes the mic, and walks. Y'all just leave him. You don't help your brother.
I'm telling you something right now.
I can talk for this.
No, I'm gonna defend myself because I gotta defend myself on this. I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. It's the truth, and JoJo can tell you. We had an 18-hour flight to Australia, right?
Okay.
Soon as we get there, straight from the airport, we had to go to sound check.
Mm-hmm.
No sleep, no nothing. Ain't been drinking nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta go straight to the venue, and don't even go to the hotel and check in. We gotta get dressed at the venue after an 18-hour flight.
Right.
So we on stage dead tired. So when we go to take our little break that we take before we do All My Life, I'm looking at Joe. I said, Joe, you tired, ain't you? Cause I know I'm beat down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm tired, man. And he started crying, like, man, I can't let you down.
No.
He started crying.
No. Casey got a way of adding some bullshit.
JoJo was like, I was there, but I don't remember that story.
Anyway, I told JoJo.
Far.
I told JoJo, I said, yo, don't go out there, man.
You done went too far.
And he was like,
I'm going to tell you the truth.
And JoJo was like, man, I don't want to let you down.
Hold on.
You can tell these brothers right here, boy.
I faked that whole shit because I was tired. I said, you know what? I'm just going to lay this shit down.
You gonna lay down right there
on the stage?
Lay it down.
I just so, but I did my acting skills and I failed.
Like, boy, y'all from Carolina.
But I'm thinking that somebody gonna be like, help me up. I'm laying down looking up and my stepping over me, he started singing. I said, damn, let me get the fuck up. This ain't working.
If you didn't see it, he lays on stage, drops the mic. Security walks over, picks the mic up, walks over him, and then walks back on stage. He's still singing.
Because they know my bullshit.
So if you had just told everybody, look, man, I'm tired, I can't make it, y'all had to probably give up the deposit or something like that or get the money back?
Nah, we had but one more song to do anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And I told him to take his ass out there. You know he gonna go out there and do that.
That crying shit, you went too far.
You can't clap. Hey, Damon, am I lying?
Yes, you lying.
Damon ain't Jesus.
Maybe that was acting crying.
Okay.
No, I didn't
act like that. That's part of the script.
That's part of the script. I've seen another performance. Where I see it was a blurry. Somebody jumps off the stage and lands on their back.
That was me.
Yeah.
That looked like it hurt.
You was tired too?
No, I wasn't tired. No, I wasn't tired.
Nah, that was f***ed up.
What happened was,
I'm going to tell you what happened.
No, what happened was, I didn't realize it was 18 feet high.
Lord have mercy.
We played that. It's the top of the same height as the top of an NBA backboard.
Right.
But we played that before, and I didn't know they raised the stage up like that.
Mm.
I couldn't really see because it was dark in the pit. And so, and I said something, then I went to jump off stage like always. And I noticed I was falling like for like 13 minutes. When I hit the ground, I slipped and I got right back up.
You did get right back up.
You couldn't get back up on that stage though.
There wasn't no way to get back up there. It was too hot.
Yeah, but then laying in bed all night after that.
See, now all I'm hearing is a bunch of accidents, but you can see why people would think y'all had an alcohol problem.
But listen to this though. So do you think when Beyonce tumbled down the stairs and she was drunk?
Nope.
Okay. She got yanked off the stage last week. Was she drunk?
True.
But
true.
Jodeci gotta be drunk.
No, but that was a crazy jump off the stage. Nobody purposely
fall. Let Jodeci fall.
Jodeci can't just fall.
You landed on your back.
No, I let my feet, but I went straight down to my ass.
Yo, you could have broken a spine. That was real serious.
That looked hurt. It looked like hurt. But you came back up and kept singing.
Now, y'all did have a Death Row affiliation, as Angela Yee said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
Well, my brother met Suge Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, as they talked, he just noticed, like, the things wasn't right with, you know, Uptown. And he wanted to do some stuff with, you know, with Death Row artists. So mm-hmm. he wanted to come in. And
that Tupac song was popping.
Yeah, help fix the situation with Uptown. Because he asked us a bunch of questions about, you know, the financial things, like you was mentioned earlier. And he just came in, but we would never sign a Death Row or sign a Suge Knight as far as
I'm sure Diddy hated that, though, because that was like during the whole East Coast, West Coast thing, kind of.
I mean, that's another whole story, yeah, because I mean, it's like, you know, we didn't choose like to get in between that, but they just kind of threw us in because, you know, our affiliation with Puff and with Suge, but no, we.
Yeah, man.
Now, what happened? Now, your brother's house got robbed in Jersey, and people were saying that
Suge had him attacked.
Suge had him robbed.
Suge wasn't even around. We didn't even know Suge then.
Y'all be digging for information and getting a bunch of bullshit.
We didn't find out who did that though.
Yeah,
yeah, we found out who did that. Later.
Oh, you did find out.
Yeah.
Was it a setup or was it?
It was a setup.
Really?
Yeah,
it was a setup.
Yeah, it was.
And one of the guys, unfortunately, he's dead now. We didn't have anything to do with it, but and one of the guys in prison for something totally different.
Wow.
So yeah.
It's karma.
Yeah, when you live that life, that eventually catches up.
But
to
the
you.
two guys that actually robbed him, one of them killed each other. And they were cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
One of them killed. Yeah.
Anybody want to talk about that?
Is Jodeci ever gonna do like a book or? Y'all ever think about doing like a biopic or anything?
I know, right? We had that experience, man.
Yeah, I mean,
good one though. We blessed.
Yeah,
y'all got embraced by hip hop early on too. I was watching the video this morning. The Biggie singing. He was singing one of the Jodeci records.
Fiend.
Yeah. And then, of course, Pac, y'all had a great relationship with Pac.
Oh, and of course, the Freaking You remix. Okay, yeah. We can't forget that.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
I did that remix, thank you.
Wu-Tang.
Oh, you produced that?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite records.
It's one of the best records of all time.
Now, the crazy thing about it, there wasn't supposed to be Ghostface and Raekwon on there. It was supposed to be Method Man on that remix. I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
Ghost spit one of the best verses ever in the history of life.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. So Raekwon did too.
Yeah.
And Ghostface's verse almost didn't even make it on there.
Come on, really? Man.
Wow. Now,
because we recorded a song, the remix, in like maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Raekwon came and did this, and Ghostface couldn't get his verse. So I was like, and I went there, and he's like, man, let me try one more time. We just left it off.
Right.
It was just like a blank space.
And I remember
like
that. We was at the Hit Factory.
At the Hit Factory. And he called me back. He said, man, let me just try it one more time. Because he had never rapped with R&B before. That was the first time the collaboration came with them in R&B. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let me try one more time. He came and just killed it. He freestyled most of the verse.
It was perfect,
yeah, but the first couple bars, it was written. Then he just threw the paper down the booth. So I was trying to imagine what he had actually written down, but he just freestyled the rest of it.
Wow.
Did you do you have a good relationship with Pac, or was that just business?
No,
it was a good relationship.
Yeah,
it's a good relationship, man. Pac, man, actually, we did a video, Toss It Up, the day before he got shot. And
the first time he got shot?
Or the second time?
In Vegas. Oh, Vegas. Damn.
And he had asked me, he's like, yo, K-Rock, he just asked me, like, yo, man, go to Vegas with me. I said, you know, I'm sitting this out. And I'm glad I didn't go. But Pac, the relationship with Pac, man, he was real, man. You know, he had love for us.
Yeah.
And he loved his craft. Mm-hmm. And he was just real, man. He was just real.
Now let's talk about this new album.
Yeah,
now what got you excited to do new music?
Well,
it was time, man.
You know, actually,
it was...
the album had been finished.
Yeah.
You guys been doing music together though for quite some time.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
You finally said, let's put out.
Yeah, let's put this out. We went into the vault and said, here we go.
Now, do you like the R&B music that's out now?
That's one reason why we came back.
I figured that.
I mean, you know, you can't listen to the radio no more, man.
But you know, like, but that had to be a phase in R&B music for this music to come. Because, you know, music is a revolving door, just like mm-hmm. fashion, just like anything else. So at the time when we kind of, because we left with number one records on the radio, we just didn't just fall off and be forced out of the industry. You know, music was changing at the time.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what, well, let's just take a break and let the hip-hop whole generation come. And then now there's, you know, rap and singing and auto-tune. All that had to just transpire. So instead of just like being forced out of the industry, I think we just took our time and waited. And now it's like the perfect time.
Now, is it difficult for you guys? Because it's kind of like you got to go through the new artist syndrome now. Because now you got to teach the young kids who Jodeci is now. You know what I mean? You know, it's like to go back to what you did when you first started, doing interviews and clubs. And does that bother you?
That's a good question. Nah. Like, are you trying to gain new fans, or is this album just for the day one Jodeci fan?
Nah, it's just for our hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, the new groups, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure their mamas and daddies know about Jodeci, mm-hmm. so they try to tell them, you know, that's what y'all need to be doing right here. Mm-hmm. And we doing this for our old fans, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, like, Jodeci's a brand now. It's bigger than,
exactly.
You know, Mr. Dalvin, Casey, Jodeci, Devontae. It's like, most of the new fans, they know the name, but don't know the members.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of them don't even know Casey and Jodeci was part of Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? They didn't put the two together.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, like, even when they see Casey and Jodeci or Jodeci, they don't even put the two together. So, I think that what's exciting about this album is a new project. People that heard the name, mm-hmm. heard the songs, and go back and do the history. And it makes it more exciting to do, like, the walk up to what today is Jodeci and go back and... Because the songs are pretty much timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Come and Talk to Me, you can hear it on the radio songs we put out last week. Freaky, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right.
So like, Jodeci is, like... I ain't mean to cut you off, Dolphin.
Hey, don't do it again, though.
Okay. All right. But anyways, this is the way I feel with that question. Jodeci is more, we do it because we love it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know the effect that it was going to have on people, and automatically they love it. So we ain't trying to be nobody else. We ain't changing. Mm-hmm. We're going to be Jodeci. You're going to love it or you don't. Mm-hmm. We love it, and we giving it our all.
That's it.
And that's the brand that Dal was talking about.
Okay.
What led the you and KC forming y'all own group? Like when y'all did the whole All My Life thing and everything?
You know what? To be honest with you, man. We was in our mother's basement before we got a record deal, Jodeci now. Devontae said, he said, yo, man, when we blow up, man, when we blow up, everything was winning. It was planned.
Right.
He said, man, we blow up, man. I think y'all should do a Haley Brothers album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what you saying, man? You quitting the group already? We ain't got a deal yet. He said, no, I'm just saying, man, when Jodeci blow up, man, I think y'all should just break away and just let me work on some more Jodeci stuff. And do a KC and JoJo album.
Actually, he wanted all three of us to do Branch Off. Mm-hmm. Dalvin did Metamorphosis and everything. It was time to take a break. And we just tried something new. We really didn't even think.
No, we didn't know it was going to end up like All My Life.
All My Life and stuff like that.
Selling them millions of copies. We didn't know that. But Devontae, every time, every album,
man, y'all need to be doing something.
Yeah, man. I said, Devontae, man, we're going to do Jodeci. He said, nah, man, ain't ready yet, man. Do another Casey and JoJo album. We said, you serious, man? Because this is blowing up, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm just saying, y'all ain't doing nothing but setting up Jodeci. I said, whoa. It worked. He said, y'all the voices. Mm-hmm. It worked.
Right.
That's just another thing to say. Jodeci never left. Our voices were still on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody approached you guys about doing a biopic or anything like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it something you're considering?
I mean, when it's right, when the time is
right. Don't let it be on Lifetime.
No.
No!
Can't be on Lifetime. Not against Lifetime, but.
We got some. Yeah, it could be on Lifetime. Nah,
they got that bread. They got that money.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What do you like performing, you JoJo? Because you said, you know, you're a grandfather now. Do you still like doing, like, the Fiendins and the Freaking Yous, or do you prefer the All My Lifes?
You know, that's a good question. I've never been asked that before. I'm more into the Tell Me It's Real, the All My Lifes, the Baby Won't You Stay, the Latelys. I'm all up in there because the Freaking You and stuff, they
good. KC, like, I'm still out here.
The Coochie Man.
I'm doing the Freaking.
Now I've been taking stage jobs and but, no, I'm pretty much, like I said, I'm just pretty much laid back, and I just, like, I'm a Luther Vandross listening baby faced consumer. I'm up in that area. Kind of mellow.
Guns and Roses.
Yeah. There we go.
Dalvin, what group would we put Dalvin in? What group would you call yourself?
The Beatles?
The Beatles?
Nah.
Nah, man.
Beatles too soft for me. I love the Beatles, but that's nice.
Shit.
What would you put him in?
Now, what got you back with L.A. Reid? What got you with L.A. Reid and Epic Records? What was that conversation?
Yeah, this is our first time actually working with him. Yeah.
Really?
But you know, L.A. Reid is—he's a real musician.
He
understands real music.
Like,
you know,
a lot of
presidents and, you know, VPs and music—they don't even know music. It's just dollars and cents to them. But he understands the music.
Did he reach out to y'all, or y'all reached out to him, or was it mutual?
It was mutual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was mutual. He understood what it was. He understood what the vision where, you know, Louis Burrell and, you know, Breon—they was trying to go, and they understood. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of labels didn't—they didn't get it because they still stuck into the, you know, no disrespect, but the Chris Browns, who I love, Chris Brown's an artist, you know. But it's like new R&B, which, mm-hmm. you know, which people are just hearing. And L.A. Reid knows music because coming from The Deal and Babyface and now, he knows music.
Did anybody have any reservations about signing y'all because of all the stuff we see in the media? They thought y'all might have been a liability.
Everybody doubted us. They doubted us from day one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? From the first album. Them country boys, wild. They wild. They wild. So we've been hearing that. We're like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But,
Which is the truth.
But, you know, we just, you know, hung in there, man. You know, we stuck our heads together, man. And, you know, we like, yo, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Now, what's the dumbest thing you guys have bought with making all that money? That you look back and be like, damn.
Man, she give you out a list. I'll give you a list of that.
You don't have enough time, man.
That much?
For real. Yo, no,
man. Come on,
you
wouldn't
even want to know, man.
Put yourself in our shoes.
Yeah.
All right.
And your teens.
Yes.
From North Carolina. Moving to New York City. With a hit record.
With your own rules.
With your own rules.
I wish Devontae was here because I got questions for him. Everybody always thinks Devontae is crazy, but he seemed like the visionary of the whole situation.
Oh,
yeah, most definitely.
I'm glad.
Joseph is built down in four parts.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
said that.
Devontae is the brain. Mm-hmm. Dalvin is the heart. JoJo is the mind. KC the soul. That's how we look at it.
All right. I think we ended right there and there. Jodeci's, the new album is in stores.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right now, make sure you go get it. The past, the present, the future.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys
joining us, man.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
It's the Breakfast Club. You took it easy on us today, too, man. I've been seeing you, man. You've been going in hard, man.
I know I go in on all the people that deserve it. I rock with the legends. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man.
What's up, man?
All right. It's Breakfast Club. It's Jodeci.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.